A game so fun that it's nigh unbelievable. Hope the players aren't too disagreeable. Nerdery nonsense check. Trivia and tribulation, oh heck, here is Dan, the host of Inconceivable.
Thank you, Lex Friedman. Welcome to Inconceivable, a game that tests two teams' knowledge of the nerdy, useless, and obscure. To my right is Team One, our Scottish scribe, Liz Miles.
Hello, humans.
Nailed it. Our valiant vocalist, Cicero Holmes.
I will wait 27 minutes before I respond to you.
And our rebel rabble rouser. Try saying that three times fast. Kelly Gamont.
How do you do, buckaroos?
Who will be captaining Team One? You may not even know yourself. Let's find out.
I will captain Team One.
Liz is captaining Team One. Excellent. All right. To my left.
Captain my captain.
Is Team Two, our resident recapper, Brian Hamilton.
Hi, Dan. It's just an honor to be nominated.
Our unique unicorn, Kathy Campbell.
That's me.
And our dutiful dungeon master, Tony Sindelar.
Hello, nerds.
And Team Two led by...
By
our
me, Tony
pirate
Sindelar.
Captain, apparently.
Our pirate Tony. Captain, yeah.
Yar,
Captain Sindelar.
I've done so much Sindelar. Podcasting this weekend. This is how I sound now.
We have Tony Pegg.
As a reminder, correct answers are worth 10 points with partial credit decided by me and our scorekeeper, Lex.
Woohoo.
Round one is a game entitled May the Norse Be With Lou. From the following clues... Happy Star Wars Day, everyone. From the following clues, find the rhyming phrase involving a Star Wars species. For example, if I gave you the clue, this treat is made with flour, sugar, and probably too much hair. That is, of course, a Wookiee cookie.
Wookiee cookie. Oh.
Everything is a rhyming
phrase. Star Wars rhyme time.
With a Star Wars.
I see how we're all going to fail this.
Yes.
Oh. I've never been so happy to be... on the team that I'm on.
And right. It's species, correct? It's not just like terms?
Species, aliens, great. That kind of thing.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Let's start with you, Liz.
Oh, no.
This miniature golf course is a gangster's paradise.
Okay. Mini golf course is gangster. Oh. I only know, like, miniature golf course. Does that refer? No, that's not. What's a gang? When did we get to consult our team?
Whenever you ask them.
Oh, for the love of all things team. What are gangster paradises?
Captain.
That would be Coolio.
Well, okay, that would be the song. But one of the gangsters in the Star Wars universe that we know of from the films is named Jabba the Hutt. And a common term for a wee baby golf course is putt-putt golf. So I think maybe if we go
American.
With... Hut, golf.
Yeah, you got. I was just looking for hut, putt, but I'll accept hut, putt, putt. That's harder to say, but you're all there. 10 points.
Hey,
right, yes.
Good work, team. Thank you very much.
Well done. Brian.
Hi.
The latest trend on this app is hijacking speeder bikes.
Latest trend on this app, TikTok block.
Whoa,
I don't know.
Whoa.
This is a
family show.
Sorry.
Tony, what speeders are there in
that who likes stealing speeders?
Hijacking speeder bikes,
hijacking
Tony.
Hijacking speeder bikes. I think okay, I got it. Because I was like, anyone could hijack a speeder bike. notable for originating the hijacking of speeder bikes in the original trilogy would be Ewoks. So I think it's like Ewok talk or TikTok.
Ewok.
I don't know how rhymes work, but I know TikTok. Aliens.
You got it. All right. Let's go back to the other side. Cicero, this convenience chain has good coffee and all the desert salvage you'll need.
So these are Jawas. So are...
is this...
Jawas have... would it be... All right. Jawas, Java?
Your team can weigh in here if you'd like.
Yeah, what do you guys think, team? Help me, team. You're my only hope.
Reference acknowledged.
So, yeah, it's definitely
chain. Like, like, I'm trying to think, like, 7-Eleven, Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
Convenience store.
New Jersey and Pennsylvania are screaming right now.
Yes. I was like, is someone going to say it?
Where do Americans buy food from?
Right. So, there's Wawa. Oh, Wawa Jawa.
There you go.
Jawa. Yeah. Wawa. Yeah, Jawa. You got it.
A generous you got it. Lex hint.
What is a Wawa?
It's a convenience.
So, Wawa's big
it's
in
like
Jersey.
It's like a Sainsbury.
And okay. Because I have visited America quite a few times, and I'm unfamiliar with this.
I'm telling you.
It's regional. It's regional.
They're very regional.
Oh. Yes. It's like a Tesco's or a John Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very strong train.
It's like a
Tim Hortons. Marks and Spencer or a.
Yeah, it's like
I'm
a
getting
Tim
the
Horton.
Vibe that it's a shop of some kind.
Yes.
It is a shop.
It's context clues.
It's like a public house or Hadrian's Wall. It's
all right, Kathy.
Yes, sir.
This delicious dumpling's interior is served lukewarm.
Gosh, is this
shame on you,
the interior of a dumpling? That's a weird clue.
Okay, so I'm thinking it's the thing that like Luke cuts open and sticks Han in.
That's a tauntaun. Is there a word for a peking ravioli?
Bonbon tauntaun.
Is a bonbon a dumpling?
No, it's not. I mean, well, we might need to talk to John Syracuse for this, really.
Yeah. I think we're on the right path.
Warm
though.
Dumpling, ravioli, gyoza, bao. Pot sticker, bao. Tauntaun bao.
Sand syllables now.
I mean, it might not be a tauntaun at all.
That's a slant rhyme?
Yeah.
It's a rhyme.
I'm trying to make it rhyme.
Ragoon Lagoon.
Oh,
that's a theme park, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
On. Can you read the clue again, Dan?
This delicious dumpling's interior is served lukewarm.
Interior lukewarm. Yeah, that definitely screams tauntaun to me.
Do we have the chance?
You
to
cannot steal, but I will. If they can't get it, you can have some ghost points.
Oh, okay, all right.
Ghost points, not worth anything.
I'm ready for the ghost.
Oh, the
all
other
right,
team
well,
is ready.
Okay, I feel like
bonbon,
I might have
tauntaun bonbon is not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not right. Because...
It's not right because they didn't ring a bell.
Because they didn't ring a bell.
Yeah. We're using
unless Dan is
a capricious god
teasing
yes.
us
also possible
yes and mm-hmm. only but that's literally the only but
I will say so far most of the things that Dan has mentioned have been like sentient species and a tauntaun is like a beast of burden so maybe we're in the wrong direction with tauntaun.
Okay. Is there another thing that's like served lukewarm interior because that feels very tauntaun to me, Tony?
Yeah, I guess. Could also be Wampa as the thing that wanted to eat Luke in the cave.
Oh, is it Willy Wampa's Chocolate Factory?
I think that is an unaccredited scam.
You should have saved that for a future round, Lex.
Yeah.
Wampa it's a very bonbons?
Good. All right, Team 2, you're going to need to come to an answer here.
Right, I think it's Bonbon Tauntaun is my vote, but it's Kathy, your question.
Tauntaun Bonbon.
All right, you'll get some points for Tauntaun.
All right, good.
But that's not what I was looking for. Cicero, what do you got?
Oh, no!
Oh, too late.
Tauntaun Wonton.
It's a Tauntaun Wonton. That's right. So, you were so close.
Gyoza, pot sticker, ravioli, wonton.
I know, you were circling
it's
all
good,
around
It's good
it.
When we're infuriated by how good the actual answer is.
Right.
That's a good one.
I don't think of a wonton as a dumpling because it's crunchy.
I think
crunchy.
It is a soup, yeah, or soup
Yeah,
filling.
But it's the wonton like, is the thing in the soup.
The wonton
is
served lukewarm in soup.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no,
it's like a square and rectangle. All wontons are dumplings, but not all dumplings are wontons.
Lex, what are you giving him for that one?
Destruction.
I've awarded five big points.
Five big
That's
points.
True, I'll take it.
All right, Kelly.
Yes.
It's an appropriate resting place for these spies.
Bothan. Let's see. Bothan.
Where do the
right, team.
Dead rest? Usually people rest in coffins.
Oh, that's so mean.
And, well, okay, to be fair, Liz, like, I mean, the only thing we really know about Bothans is that many died. So
that's right.
Yeah, but
I'm liking
but still.
Bothan coffin. Yeah. I think I'll go.
You're liking
that.
It. I liked it. Writing it. It made me inappropriately just, I mean, happy.
It just feels so disrespectful of their sacrifice.
On today, of all days, on today, Star Wars Veterans Day.
That is not. At least they got coffins.
Yes,
I mean that's true. Yeah,
received proper very good.
Their bravery reduced to a hilarious quiz show answer.
All right, finally, Tony, I saved this one for you.
Oh, that means it's a bad garbage one,
as opposed to the others.
Oh, don't talk about yourself that way, Tony.
You're not wrong. Don't try to pull the ears off this. It's just a defensive fortification.
Whoa!
So there's a line in Star Wars about pulling the ears off a Gundark.
Okay.
God, we have lived such different lives, you guys.
Okay. But you knew Wawa and
Palatwax.
Yeah.
Fort.
I can literally walk to two, just to be clear, two Wawas.
Yeah, but you can't walk anywhere in New Jersey. You'll get killed.
That's why he walks on the treadmill.
I was going to say, like, you could walk there, but is there a sidewalk? I think not. Gundark. I think it is rip the ears off of Gundark. I don't know if Gundarks have ever been depicted. They're probably in some West End game supplement that is no longer canon. Yes, I have wasted my life. So this is the part where we have to come up with a word that's not Star Wars related, which so far has not been the strength of our team.
Bulwark?
Yeah. Gundark
Bulwark?
Bell. You said it. Gundark Bulwark. Well done. Good job, team. That was some
Gundark,
team effort there.
A thing that's never shown? That's what you're going to give to us?
I knew you would know it from that line alone, Tony.
Well, I don't like it.
You shouldn't feel... this show is about illuminating the strengths and shortcomings of all of us, and you can choose which one it is.
When are we getting the Doctor Who round then?
Yeah, why do I always feel like I'm getting hazed when I agree to be on this show?
Because you keep agreeing to
you
go
too?
On this
At
show.
At some point, by the way, there is a point where you're going to realize... This is the bad place. Anyways, that's round one. Before we go to round two, Lex, how do the scores stand?
After one round, there's just a 5-point gap. Team two has 25 points, and team one has 30.
All right. Round two, the first of our fake-off rounds where anything can happen. But specifically, this will happen. Team one must find the real answer. You may be between 1 and 10 points in your knowledge of the following categories. If you get the correct answer... You will get that number of points. If you do not find the correct answer, you will lose that number of points. Your category is fantastic creatures.
Okay. Well, team, I think the important strategic decision here is to have 5 points. We lose it. It's fine. We're even. We win it. We're further ahead. What do you think?
I'm in. Works for me.
I like that. I like that. Otherwise, we could just go for it all.
I mean, that is my... default decision, but since I stopped doing that, it was easier to win.
Okay, all right.
But you know, we can if there's
bold
if
strategy. Jelly... They're playing to win today.
Whoa!
Right. Oh, yeah. If we're trying to win,
I mean,
yeah,
I always try that. It's an interesting choice. I know in a quiz, but it's one that I've always respected a great deal. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna go for 5 points.
All right, they've been five points. Your word in the category Fantastic Creatures is Mufrab, M-U-P-H-R-A-A-B. And to tell you what a Mufrab is, let us go first to Brian Hamilton.
Mufrab is a malevolent entity from another plane. Mufrab can attach itself to a person, causing them to waste away physically and psychically.
Ooh, that sounds scary. Could be that malevolent entity. Could be something else entirely. Kathy, what is a Mufrab?
It's obviously an alien microbe that acts like interstellar algae or mold, feeding on stars' heat and decreasing their brightness.
Okay. Could be interstellar algae. Could be that malevolent entity. Could be something else entirely. Tony, what is a Mufrab?
Oh, a Mufrab is a creature that resembles toilet plungers with hands in which eyes are set. Mufrab can see in 4 dimensions, allowing them to see past, present, and future. They believe that when something dies, it continues living in another time and place, leading to their famous saying, so it goes.
Oh, freaky.
What?
Okay, could be something that looks like a toilet plunger, could be a interstellar algae, and that malevolent entity sounding better all the time. All right, it's one of those, Team One. Which do you think it is?
I'm going to be super embarrassed if it turns out the correct answer, but a thing that is a Dalek weapon, using a Kurt Vonnegut quote, just... screams no, but if it's a real thing, I'm going to be very sad at the universe and whoever wrote it.
That's fair. But this was a lot easier when I had Glenn to debate whether or not his answer was legit.
I mean, okay, my admitted instinct is Kathy's one, because Brian sounded too simple, but without any, you know, specifics. So again, if that is a real thing, I'm going to be very disappointed with the writer, basically.
Wow. I like that you're throwing a lot of shade on the writers of these
things. I am.
So much shade.
I hope I don't know them, and I also hope they're deceased at this point.
they may be when they hear your scathing criticism.
Yeah. Unless we were the ones that wrote them, and then how's that going to make you feel?
Well, you'll have your chance later.
Guilty.
Let's see.
Okay. Any other thoughts?
So we've got a parasite and mold and whatever Tony said.
I'm just a little sus at the whole algae or mold, considering those are two very different things, and they live in different places, and you know, they're not the same thing. So that does feel a little sus or bad research on the part of the writer once more.
Yes.
Wow, talking so much.
I know. It's so that when we get it wrong, it won't be our fault. I can
play. There you go. Okay.
Okay.
It's a strategy.
All right. I like that strategy.
That is a choice. Yeah.
All right. Therefore, I, in conclusion, don't think that any of them are correct.
Another bold choice.
Team?
That is a good
I'm going to need one of them.
Right.
So
here's the thing. Tony sounds so implausible that it must be right.
Mm. I mean,
so it goes.
Yeah.
Remember how we started and you said, Dan, that you're going to keep this real tight?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is what chance, this is your chance to discuss. All right, but I will, yeah, let's come to an answer, Team 1.
This is tricky.
Some of us wailed through the Star Wars questions at the top, so we've got time to spend for a minute here.
None of these sound likely is the thing.
You're the decider.
I will give you a hint. One of them is the correct answer.
Don't give it away.
Right.
Liz, okay. If I were the only one picking, I would lean Brian's by like an iota. It is not much.
Okay. Okay.
Which is the mold or algae one.
The mold and algae is just because it said mold or help. Just because that time I was paying slightly more attention. And yeah. Okay. It's just, it's so simple. It doesn't feel right. But the other one, the other ones just now convinced me they can't be right either.
Yeah.
Oh, it should sometimes be like a trick where no one's right. No, that would be horrible.
That seems
unfair.
Real mean.
Yeah,
real
it does.
Mean.
Or how about sometimes they should just all be true? That would be helpful as well.
Yeah. They're all true, but just from the wrong universe. Yeah. Dan, can we go back to cheese or pole arm? That was
Okay, team.
Yeah, let's get an answer.
I'm going to go for Brian, and it's all Kelly's fault because I was nudged.
It was so close. Let me just, in my defense. So if we miss it was only by a tiny amount.
Once again, the captain says the buck stops over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Team 2, they have decided after much discussion that it is Brian's answer. Brian, is that what a mafrab is?
So these are all real things from real media. We've picked and chosen them, but they're not the wrong. They're not all the right thing. Yes, you guessed correctly. My thing, the malevolent entity, is from apparently the Empire of the Wolf series, but the other one is Slaughterhouse-5, and the mold or algae is from Project Hail Mary, and that is how it's described in the book. The interstellar algae or mold feeding on stars.
Those are different things.
They're different things, but it's a metaphorical mold.
Those are different things. Right. Well, that would explain why the one quote is there, wouldn't it? That's fine.
So, because you are right for the wrong reason, no points.
No points.
Okay, also, I now feel that I have to be put in jail for insulting Vonnegut, even though it now is absolutely fine because it's Vonnegut.
Yeah, he would forgive you.
That's true. Whoops. He's a pretty loose guy. All right.
Man.
It was a well-constructed argument.
So they got themselves their 5 points. They extended their lead a bit. We'll do our scores in a moment, but let's move first to round 3, a round we're calling Wonder Twins versus Gleek, Dawn of Friendship.
Oh, no.
First, an apology.
No.
Not to you,
for
but
making
to
us all think of Gleek.
I'm fairly certain that somebody sent in this round to me at some point, and I have lost the the attribution to it. So my apologies to the writer
so
of this
many
round.
Emails with the word Gleek in them. He can never.
Can't find it.
I searched my email and could not find a record of it. So it's possible it was sent in some other form. If this was you, please write in. I would love to give you full credit for this. I just could
I think
not
it came
find
from
it.
The whole
he
Gleek
means
club.
Blame or responsibility.
Maybe a Gleek chorus.
All right. Nice. So, a few of you may know the long-running Hanna-Barbera cartoon featuring many DC superheroes. What you may not know is that over its 12-year run, it existed under a number of different titles. So, for each of these, I'm going to give you two different titles. You must tell me which of them was the real title under which this show was known.
There's so many things here that I don't know about. Is this a real cartoon?
This is a real cartoon. Yes. It aired from 1973 through 1985. Almost, I think it's 93 episodes.
Did it air in the United Kingdom?
I don't know, but it was pretty popular, so I would not be surprised if in some form. But okay. It aired in Saturday mornings here in the U.S. So, all right, we're going to start with Brian.
Hi.
Brian, was this show during its run known as Batman and Superman's Super Friends or the all-new Super Friends Hour?
So these are different titles in different regions?
Nope. They were. It was subsequently called different things over the course of its run.
Okay, rebranded as multiple things. One show by the same team.
One show. This single show was known as by all of these different titles.
And the team.
Can't believe
show
there's
probably
a whole round.
Yeah.
There were enough titles.
Wow.
Jim, can,
yeah.
Jim, wow.
This feels like something I should have heard of, but is...
Yeah, can you read those two again?
Yes, your options are Batman and Superman's Super Friends or the all-new Super Friends Hour.
I don't think this was an hour long, so I am leaning towards Batman Superman, but I'll open it to Kathy and Tony as well.
That sounds like a good enough excuse reasoning for me.
I mean, there are lots of cartoon things where they'd package it with something else and call it the all-new something hour. But
Hour, yeah.
Yeah, but Dan knows that and can use that to craft a distracting clue.
I'm leaning towards Batman Superman, Dan.
Yeah.
Batman Superman Friends? Super Friends?
That is incorrect. It was the all-new Super Friends Hour.
All-new Super Friends.
Do we know what they filled the whole hour with?
Styrofoam.
Lots of friends.
Lots
friends
of toy commercials.
Magic.
Probably just a second episode and more commercials.
It was, it was just slicing and dicing the shorter things that had already made up the original half hour. Yeah.
All right, Liz.
Yes.
Was this show known as Superman and Captain Caveman Super Friends Hour or Challenge of the Super Friends?
Oh, I want it to be the first one so badly. Okay. Just a quick check with the team because I don't want to go in like. Does anyone actually know?
So I've got my bowl of crunch berries right now as I'm eating them, watching this as a child. So Captain Caveman was it on the show?
Yep.
A super friend, but they challenged each other. It was the challenge of the super friends.
I want to. It definitely was the other one. Is that right?
Yes, it's definitely Challenge of the Super Friends.
Oh, no. But I really want to say... Okay, fine. Challenge of the Super Friends.
Cicero had some inside knowledge. That's correct. It was
I
Challenge of the Super Friends.
I appreciate that in terms of the point, but I am disappointed in the show.
I'll let them know.
We can deduct points if you prefer.
Right.
Kathy.
Yes.
Was this show known as The World's Greatest Super Friends or World's Finest Superhero Friends?
I think we're just okay.
The World's Greatest Super Friends or World's Finest Superhero Friends?
I'm thinking the first one because it's super friends, not superhero friends, but that
I don't know. I don't like either of them.
I hate them both. Let's go with the first one.
Saying superhero friends makes my I don't like that, but I do like finest, world's finest. Dan, can we answer with a third thing that you didn't say?
Combination of the two.
The world's finest super friends. No, Kathy, follow your heart.
Yeah, follow your heart.
You were thinking the world's greatest super friends?
Yes.
10 points. Well done.
My heart was correct.
We are as good as a coin flip on these.
Huzzah!
Cicero, you have shown yourself knowledgeable about this topic, so tell me, was this show known as Super Friends, the legendary superpowers show, or Super Friends, Champions of Justice?
I'm now eating a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
And... Walk yourself through your memory palace.
Yes. Yeah, that means I was at my cousin's house because my mom wouldn't let me have them. Mm. So at that time, I believe it was 1981, I was eating Fruity Pebbles and watching Super Friends Challengers, Champions of Justice. What was the first one?
Super Friends, the legendary superpowers show.
Yeah, and the other one was Champions
Super
of
Friends,
Justice.
Super Friends, Champions of Justice.
Yeah, so did anyone else watch Super Friends, Champions of Justice?
No, I was unaware of the show's existence prior to about 5 minutes ago.
When I was in my Cocoa Pebbles era,
okay,
Cicero, I believe it was the second one, the Champions of Justice?
Yes, yes.
I think. Yeah, that sounds like... That sounds like the better one.
Yeah, I love Fruity Pebbles in a major way. let's go with the second one.
You're saying Super Friends, Champions of Justice.
Champions of Justice.
Incorrect. It was Super Friends, the legendary superpowers show. That was in 1984.
The first wrong answer from T1 the entire game.
Wow.
Clearly, I remember Cocoa Pebbles more vividly than I remember all the names of that show.
Yes.
I also am unfamiliar with Cocoa Pebbles.
Liz,
I think
so
you can
sorry.
Still get those. So,
all right,
yeah, they still exist.
It's almost like a Sainsbury's or a Tesco's.
Yeah, just go to the America aisle in your local Boots the Chemist.
All right, Tony, was this show known during its run as Super Friends in Space or the Superpowers Team Galactic Guardians?
See, I think the second one is way worse of a name for a show, and that's what makes me think it's that.
That it's correct, yeah.
Brian, how do you feel?
one of them sounds like Guardians of the Galaxy, the other doesn't. I'll let you make of that what you make.
Dan, go with your heart.
Dan, can you read the second one again?
The first one was Super Friends in Space. With an exclamation point. And the Superpowers Team Galactic Guardians.
I delivered it
with exclamation the first time.
Okay.
I heard it.
All right. Say the second one without us yelling at you.
The Superpowers Team Galactic Guardians.
Those are both amazing names.
You know what? I've come back around the other one now that I know what exclamation point. Super Friends in Space.
Tony, always go with your gut. It's the Superpowers Team Galactic Guardians.
What a horrible name.
What a horrible name. It's true.
Fooled by an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
And finally, Kelly, was this show known during its run as Super Friends or Superman and his Super Friends?
Wow.
Cicero, you got a Sugar Smacks era or something where we can suss this out?
Yeah. I was eating Sugar Smacks, not Honey Smacks. When the Super Friends was the show that I was watching. However, did I colloquially call it Super Friends? Because it was really actually its first name
was
Superman.
All anyone ever did was change the name over and over and over
right.
again. So
right.
I feel like after the movie, because the first Christopher Reeve Superman movie came out while this show was on the air, and so... hitching their wagon to that particular star seems like, yeah, of course we would call out that Superman is on this show.
Right.
So I feel like that's probably it.
Yeah, was it? Oh, man.
Summon that energy.
It's Super Friends, or is it, it's Superman and his Super Friends.
One of those.
It is one of those.
They both sound good, like that.
Yeah.
I'm not helping. I have
a great number of things sound better when you let Cicero say them with feeling.
Yeah, say, Liz, remember the last time when you flipped a coin in your head? You could probably easily do that again here.
Yes.
I don't think that was a real method.
I'm leaning just Super Friends, but only barely. Only slightly.
All right, let's do it.
All right, you're saying it was just known as Super Friends. Correct, 10 points.
Hey!
It was twice known as Super Friends, both in 1973, and then later they went back to it in 1980.
Yep. Not a high point for American animation, to be honest.
How many names was this show known by?
I think that was all of them. I missed that Super Friends had been used twice. Yes, it had, six titles, one of them used twice.
And Liz, amazing. Just for your education, Super Friends is just Justice League of America, but like remixed for
like
slightly
with the style
audiences.
Of hey, Scooby-Doo.
Hey, it's charming that you think I know what the Justice League are.
Oh
okay.
My God.
All right. That's the end of round three. Lex, what do the scores look like?
After three rounds, the Super Friends led by Tony on team two have 35 points, but the world's greatest Super Friends with Liz on team one have 55 points. That's a 20-point gap by my count.
Wow.
Big, big gap. All right. Well, good news. It's time for round four, fake off, the second fake off round.
No, you fake off.
Okay, thank you. It is team two's chance to bid for points based on their knowledge of the following category. If they get it right, they'll get the number of points. If they don't, they'll lose that number of points. A lot riding on your bid here in the category fantasy geography.
Oh, we love geography.
We love geography so much. But guess what? I don't think it really matters, and I think we go all in.
Yeah.
I say we do all 10 points.
10 points. 10 smackers.
They're going big and possibly also going home.
True Daily Double, Dan.
Yeah. Real Jeopardy moment.
Your term is Tol Arad. I'm going to spell it and paste it in for you because you want to read it. TOL A-R-A-D. That is some fantasy geography
for you.
Yeah,
Lex, how do you feel about the use of two apostrophes in a thing?
It really looks like a Hebrew term to me.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, there's two apostrophes, but they're in two parts of the word. Mm. I could, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You're going to need to suss out which of these is Tol Arad. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Liz, can you tell us what Tol Arad is?
Got the glasses on. Tol Arad. An intercontinental canyon where a vivid pink moss grows. Inhaling the spores of the moss will cause paranoid hallucinations and cannibalistic tendencies in humans, ogres, and most lizard people.
Oh. Yikes. So a canyon with some moss you really don't want to inhale. Could be that. Could be something else entirely. Cicero, what is Tol Arad?
Tol Arad is the ancient Klingon ground where the coming of age ritual transpires that actually translates to first hunt.
Oh, okay. Could be the location of a Klingon ritual. Could be that. Canyon with some moss in it. Could be something else entirely. Kelly, what is Tol Arad?
Tol Arad is... from Series Bay, Stephen Erickson, and it's from the Book of the Fallen. And it's a mantle of solidified lava, and it covers the ruins of the ancient Kachane Shimal city in Morn.
Okay. So
and I'll let you imagine all the apostrophes in that.
The apostrophes left in is an exercise for the reader. Okay. It could be that mantle of cooled lava. It could be that location of a Klingon ritual, or it could be that canyon with the moss in it. It's one of those. Team two, which one is it?
What are we thinking, team two? I kind of like the canyon. You know, these obviously, if they followed our strategy, these could all be real things.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way to fly is make real things from other books.
To be clear,
then...
they're things that aren't real, but other somebody else pre-existing, not real things.
Yeah. If you want a small hint, you will notice at the beginning we did not know who our captain was.
Yeah, I noticed
before
that.
We started. Yes. Just saying that is our strategy.
Yeah, your strategy is no strategy. Got
it's low impact.
So my initial thought was, oh, Kelly gave the location.
Source.
Yeah. The source, which could be a fake off.
You fake off.
It was given in the middle of the definition as opposed to the end, which is where Dan tends to put it. Yeah.
I will continue to unabashedly metagame. I do not think Dan would have assigned something Klingon from Star Trek for this either.
Yeah.
I also don't recognize it. And, you know, I've watched a decent amount of Star Trek. But also, you know, it does look like a Klingon word. It's got those apostrophes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Q in it. If they put a Q in it, that would really sell me on a Klingon.
True.
With all respect to whoever wrote the definition about the canyon with the bad spore or whatever, that sounded like a much more interesting definition for the spore than the valley itself for fantasy geography. Maybe that's the only interesting thing about it. But I think we've metagamed ourselves into my favorite being number one.
You don't want to cast aspersions on any of these writers?
No, everyone
no,
is great.
Because we respect our fellow teammates.
Unless ChatGPT wrote one of those, in which case you can F off. No,
clearly, yeah. Definitions, excellent. The people presenting the definitions, some of the finest people. Everyone here is great. We all agree on that.
Yes, but including Kurt Vonnegut.
You don't have to. I am prepared to accept Kurt.
But
it's
some
all right.
of them are liars.
Really, I mean, this is the round where you have to meta game because there is no way to actually know the answers.
Well, if
I never meta game, I didn't like.
If we read all books, we would be prepared, and that's on us.
None of you has tried that once in the 10 years I've been doing this. Never tried
reading
all the books. All the books. All of them.
All the books. Yeah. How do you know, Dan? You don't know my TBR.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried, but I'm a really slow reader.
Yeah, all books is a lot.
So I think it's not the Klingon one for the reasons we talked about before. Mm-hmm. Without the metagaming of, the definitions at the beginning, I don't dislike the third one as much as I did before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. My thought, my captain, is to go with the third one.
Mine too.
Because I agree,
Brian,
with your idea.
I like the first one, but
it
is a little bit more about the moss than the place, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, again, they're all fine definitions.
And you're all wonderful people.
Look at us, respecting the authors.
I feel this is like you protest too much territory. A lot.
No, you're great. Why do you not? What is wrong with you that you have trouble believing
team
that?
Team 2, it sounds like
what
you've come.
What is wrong with you?
It sounds like you've come to an answer.
You don't want more compliments for the team, Dan?
Just one question. How dare you? we're going with the mantle of cooled lava one.
All right, a big 10 points on here for the Kelly's definition. Kelly, they think Tolerad is that mantle of cooled lava. Is that correct?
I can only tell you that is the definition that Dan emailed me.
Yay!
That was a big 10 points and a rare bell ring on a fake off round for you. Nice. Well done.
Are the other ones? Are the other ones things? Do we get to know about those? Tell me more about this moss.
Some minutes prior to the podcast, there was a large gap there, and I thought I should probably write down a definition and not just make it up. At the time, I thought it might go slightly better.
Gotcha.
Well done.
Some writing.
From a thing?
It's from Liz.
No.
It's from Liz Miles' original.
It's from my brain. Wow. And now I know, focus on the actual feature. Don't go into your weird moss side story.
I mean, I'm interested in the moss, but it did not seem like a location.
I want to know more about the moss.
Yeah, I would read. Yeah. I would read the spinoff novella.
Why does it only affect
some lizard
folk?
Some lizard people. Yeah, I want to know more about which lizard people it does not affect.
Wait, we've got to open up some lizard people corpses to find out.
Yeah, this is world building.
Some lizard people.
Not all lizard people.
Not all lizard people.
All right.
Just most.
We got one round.
Regaining control.
We got one round left to go. Lex, my impression is that made the margins a little closer. Where are we?
Could I hear your impression of me, Dan?
Nope.
There it is.
Can't do it.
It is. After that big 10-point swing, it's a 10-point gap. Team 2 has 45 points. The team 1's 55. So I would say it's still anyone's game.
All right. Still anyone's game going into round 5, a round we're entitling I Want My Musical Television. There aren't enough musicals on TV. Let's fix that.
Finally, a round for me.
Yeah. Oh. Wait, is this music?
I've mashed up a well-known Broadway musical title with a TV show title.
I love you,
Dan. See if you can decipher them from the clue, and remember to listen for the song. For example, two Secret Service agents fight crime in America would be the Wild Wild West Side Story.
I get it.
Okay.
I don't know any musicals.
As best I can, if you want to take a few points off, I'll try to at least sing the song part. Not the whole thing.
If we sing a part, do we get more points?
That is up to the scorekeeper. We generally don't do extra points, but we can see
after we get 10 points, can we ask you to sing the song just for our own edification?
I will do what I can.
I insist.
I make no promises because I don't know all of them, but I know most of them.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Let us start with Liz, who seemed really glad to do this round.
Oh, God. I don't know how musicals work. I don't know what
they are.
That's
why you have a team. That's why you have a team.
Thank you, team. Once again, I'll be relying completely on you.
Liz, your clue is, oh, what a beautiful morning to book 'em.
Oh, what a to book them.
Book 'em. No, he said book 'em.
Book 'em. That is true.
Yeah, which is book 'em, Dano, like Hawaii 5-0.
Right. Oh, right. Okay. So it's mashing up. Something with your
with a
oh, what a beautiful morning.
Beautiful morning.
That's Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Yes,
5-0 would be my guess.
Hawaii 5, Oklahoma.
10 points.
Yes. Hey. Okay, this is easy. I love it when I don't have to do anything and I know nothing about it. This is my kind
story
of
my life.
You have to Liz for us so that we can get down the road. That's key.
In order to Liz, as you refer to it, I have to actually know the thing or have heard it at some point or read it at some point.
You have to go into her memory palace.
You did it, Liz.
Yes. Yeah. You did not need me to sing to you, "Oh, what a beautiful morning."
But we do.
There
you go. All right, let's move to the other side. Brian. They use everything from molasses to rum to rebuild him better than he was before.
Molasses to rum to build him better than he was before. Oh, no. I knew Hawaii 5 Oklahoma in about 8 seconds. And this one, team, okay. I'll open it up to you.
Is it, what's the Million Dollar Man? Is that?
I think it's the Million Dollar Man, but there's a musical.
$6 Million Man of the Mancha? Million Dollar Man of La Mancha.
I'm unfamiliar with this musical, and a bell has not rung.
Man of La Mancha.
There must be a great song about rum and
I don't know.
So I'm thinking pirates. There is a little bit in Hamilton, but I don't think that feels like enough.
Yeah. If it's Million Dollar Man, I'm trying to think of like Man of La Mancha. Man.
Yeah, I don't think Man of La Mancha is a is a musical. Okay, let's see. Man.
Did I just say it really slowly?
There you go.
Sorry. Nice.
What's pointing us in the direction of Million Dollar Man?
He's a man who gets rebuilt.
Rebuilt.
But let's start with musicals. Are there any how many pirate musicals? Is Pirates of Penzance a
Pirates
musical?
Of Penzance.
Pirates of Penzance.
Yes.
Pirates of Penzance. $6 million Penzance? No.
That's not how things work.
Man.
Is it 6 million? I thought it was just million. I don't know how this works. Anyway,
I don't know.
Valid,
I've never actually seen it.
Valid. Okay, let's. Oh, gosh. Molasses and rum.
From molasses to rum.
Everything.
Everything from molasses from to rum.
Everything.
1776 to... Million Dollar Man.
Dug it out. Well done. Well done.
Yes!
Good job.
Yes.
Well done.
I was thinking about
Brian.
Molasses, Boston, 1776. Million Dollar Man. Yay.
Very good. Nicely done. Let's move to Cicero. Cicero.
Oh, boy.
They'll sweat him in the box before he shuffles off to Buffalo.
Wow. This is a family show, Dan. What was that? they'll sweat him in the box until they shuffle him off to Buffalo?
Before he shuffles off to Buffalo.
Oh, before he shuffles off to Buffalo. Oh.
Either way, he shuffles.
Wait. No, I don't know anything about musicals. Sorry. Where's Buffalo?
It's a slow-moving, lumbering beast.
Yeah, it's where they have the wings.
No. What a buffalo is, it's where is it? Isn't it a place name?
Well, they're out in the fields, Liz.
Yes. That's where they roam.
No, ten in the west.
The rolling prairies.
Aren't one of your cities called that?
Yes. Yeah,
so one of a our cities? These cities belong to all of us.
There's, I mean... Don't let Tony mess with you, Liz. Yes, it's in a city called... It's in a state called New York.
What's the city called?
The city is Buffalo. Shuffle Off to Buffalo is from 42nd Street.
Is that a musical?
Yes, that is.
By the way, so is Man of La Mancha, which came up last round.
I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
I already corrected that in Slack.
I'm getting back my Tony card.
So, and it doesn't have people sweating in boxes.
Your Tony card? How come I don't
sweating in the box is a term for like a detective leaving somebody in an interrogation room to sit there and think about what they presumably have done.
Okay.
And see what they do.
Why are so many of these questions about like cop shows? Is it meant to be all cop shows?
Well, like 85% of television shows.
You haven't could not spend enough time in America.
Why are there so many questions about cop shows?
Okay. Shows. Remind me again what the musical is here. Sorry.
42nd Street.
42nd Street. So some sort of 42nd Street.
Right. Cicero, all I can come up with is a homicide life on 42nd Street.
I mean...
Which mostly makes me laugh, but I don't have a better answer.
I actually kind of like that answer. Homicide on 42nd Street.
That's it.
Oh, wow. Good.
This is amazing. I can't believe we're getting these.
They do
right.
make a big deal about calling it the box.
The box
over and over
is
a homicide, right? Like, yeah. It's a general term, but they lean heavy into it.
Never seen
it,
that yeah. show.
That's well done.
They lean heavy into the box. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. This is amazing. I just, yeah, this is different
right.
language thing.
Kathy, I think we're around to you.
Yes.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. Old Man River's expecting you.
Exciting and new.
Old Man River.
I'm blanking on
old
both of these aspects.
River.
I thought this one was too easy, Dan. I know nothing.
Yeah, see, this is a question for Lex, apparently.
Yeah. I was.
I had to redact one word from the beginning because I felt that was too.
Oh, wow.
It'd give it away.
Because I had like a proper
would
noun.
I have got it if you added this word?
No.
All signs point to no.
Still probably not.
That's based on my assumption of what you've done so far.
Liz, add it seems that like, word back then.
Yeah, you want to add that word back in?
Seems like musicals haven't reached Scotland yet. Good luck next year.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've heard of the
You have to name one now. You've started. You're locked in. Name one musical.
You're a fan of musicals?
Wicked.
There you go. Very nice.
You did it.
Can you repeat the clue, Dan?
Exciting and new. Come aboard. Old Man River's expecting you.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. Old Man River's expecting you. I don't know either the show or the musical, unfortunately.
When Brian repeats it sounds like a different kind of clue. Like we're going to solve something and like get into a thing.
That's the mystery hunt in me, thanks to Tony. And Dan.
You're welcome.
You're not welcome. That's all right. We just can't say
each
other.
My brain is stuck on Moon River, which does not help us.
Moon River is a song I've never heard, but not going to stop me from singing it.
Ball Hooter.
Oh, God.
Lockenfelder.
Exciting.
Should we ask Dan to sing the song for us?
Well, I mean,
exciting and new.
You've probably got the song from this. I don't think you need my help.
Wait, did we get the song from this? Is it?
I actually just watched the pilot of this show like 3 weeks ago.
Dying.
Right. Yeah. I assume it sounds like Team One may have it. Don't answer, but do you know it?
Yeah.
Okay. Team One does.
So wait, you said it sounds like we have the song. Team, do we have the song? Is it Moon River?
All right, the song is Old Man River, that old man river. That is the song.
And
so,
that's from a musical.
That is from a musical.
From a musical. So come on board, exciting and new. Do we know what TV show that could be?
Exciting and new. Sounds familiar.
Is it Love Boat? That's a show where you would come on board because there's a ship.
And it's exciting and new.
I don't know where we don't know where Old Man River is from.
Love Showboat?
They're expecting you.
Yeah.
Do we actually get votes for that?
The Love Showboat. Well done.
See, I know names of things.
I know names of things. I gotta write that one
well
down.
Well done.
That's the
title. Well freaking done, Brian.
What is the actual slogan for Love Boat, a show I've never seen?
It's love, exciting,
love,
and new.
Exciting
come aboard.
And
we're expecting you, I believe.
But and just checking, Love Boat, not a musical.
Not
yet.
No,
it
yeah,
is
probably
a show which
point.
Possesses music. The music does not advance the plot.
Okay.
Is Boat Show a musical?
No, Showboat. Showboat.
Showboat is a musical.
How come I've not actually genuinely heard of half these musicals? It's just...
I don't know. You hadn't heard of the Super Friends, and I have a lot of concerns about that.
Look, that was way before my
that
time.
That means she's never even seen the Liz, Super Friends musical.
It had 12 names.
Okay, I don't think it was shown in the UK. Okay,
it was,
Liz would know it if like, we just had the right name. Then she'd be like, oh, that show.
Detective Comics Super Pals or something.
Exactly.
We had
Upsy Downsies.
Yeah.
I remember Marvel Action Hour.
They probably
bought out these DC people and banned DC shows from being shown. Probably.
It's a small island. Oh. You can do that.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be the craziest explanation I ever heard for a thing.
Kelly.
Yes.
Don't worry if you got only one, because everything is made up and the points don't matter.
Huh. Okay, wait, read that one.
Oh, my gosh, Dan. Okay.
Don't worry if you got only one, because everything is made up and the points don't matter.
Everything's made up and the points don't matter is whose line is it anyway?
Right.
So don't worry if you got only one. Don't worry if you got only one.
It's Team. It's just the one. It's just the one part that you have to worry about.
Yeah.
The answer if you're ready for it, Kelly.
I'm sitting down. I have emotionally prepared. I'm ready.
Whose chorus line is it anyway?
Yes, there it is.
Whose chorus line is this anyway? Very good. Well done.
Thank you, Cicero.
All right, Tony, bring it home with...
Is this one that's special for me because it's not good?
Nope. Oh, this good. Is just one.
This is just the last question of
it. It's just the last question.
No, that was my clue.
Right.
Luck be a lady who can be whoever you want her to be.
Can be whoever you want her to be. Luck be a lady. That's a Frank Sinatra song.
It's the... Oh, my gosh. What is the... The gang... Oh, my gosh.
Ocean's 11?
No... The musical with
Guys and Dolls?
Luck be a lady. Yes, thank you, Guys and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls House.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, Brian. Yes. Brian's. What Brian said.
Guys and Dolls House.
Yeah.
Well done. 10 points. Ooh, you got through that one. There were some ups and downs there, but I think you got pretty much all of them.
Ups
so,
and downs,
well done. Lex, let's hear the final scores.
Well, that was a full 60-point scoring round, Dan, which means that it also was pointless because the score... Delta did not change. Team 2 landed with 75 points, and Team 1 with 85 is today's champion.
Well done. High scores all around this time. Good job. Thank you.
As we had gotten Tauntaun.
I would like to thank my team.
I'm so mad.
My team carried so hard. I feel that was essentially 2v3 for most of that quiz. So, you know, good job, guys.
All right. Thank you very much to the panelists. As a reminder, if you'd like to write in with your suggestions for a round or questions or comments, you can reach us at inconceivable@theincomparable.com or on Mastodon at inconceivable@zeppelin.flights. Thank you to everybody who writes in. I really appreciate it. And we will see you next time. So long, everybody.